Hello, everyone. This is Vicki Ford with the Ask Spirit Now show, and I am so happy to be with each and every one of you this evening. What I want to do is talk about angels tonight. It's one of my most favorite subjects because they're all around us, and they're here for us, and they surround us and always have and always will. So I just want to talk, you know, and discuss, and later on in the show, I'll be taking some callers, and I'm going to do some just real short readings with the energy of the angels. And I do want to let you know that as we proceed this week, that I'm going to, on my AskSpiritNow.com, I'm going to be giving everyone a $75 Akashic Angel reading if you call in this evening, or I mean, if you, you know, if you're listening this evening, you can check in with my website. And I just want us to take a couple of breaths together and just imagine as you're breathing, just feel a beautiful crystal coming from your crown chakra on the top of your head. And as you breathe, just let that crystal flow down through your third eye and all the way down into your heart. It's almost like a liquid crystal. Just imagine a liquid crystal just flowing right into your heart. And that's where I want us to be this evening, is just be in our hearts. We've had a long week, some of us, and, you know, for whatever we've gone through, it's time now to be out of the ego, be out of the head, just be in the heart. So I just, again, want to thank you so very much for coming in this evening and sitting down and relaxing. And I just want to share with you a little bit about our guardian angel. Each of us has our own guardian angel, and that guardian angel has been protecting and guiding us from birth. And it's pretty fairly common for people to first come into contact with their guardian angel during a dangerous situation when they are sometimes saved or rescued from something. And in fact, if you look back at your life and review some of those situations, you might realize that this has happened to you. And I will share a story that has happened personally to me. It's always easy to contact our guardian angels, for they are always always with us, and I feel them around me right now as I talk to you. An effective way to contact your guardian angel is to pray. Just pray often, telling your guardian angel that you need help, and sincerely asking your angel to communicate with you. Be aware of messages. Just receive them. I mean, sometimes they can come in someone saying something, something you hear on the radio, something I may say, someone says or does something. You can hear your guardian angels in your dreams through your intuition, and just when you meditate, quiet meditation. And that doesn't mean hours. It just means when you're walking through the woods or laying on your meditation table or laying in bed and just being quiet. And your guardian angel stands in front of your heart and controls, and not controls, but is in charge, I guess you would say. It's the guardian of your Akashic heart records. And as we proceed, not this week as well, but next week, I'm going to be really getting into the Akashic records a lot more. So I just want to share that with you. And I also want to let you know that Pluto went retrograde a couple of days ago, and it's really a good time to eliminate and release the old, the outworn, the outdated, and just plain obsolete in our lives. And it's really a good time to let go of all that and start bringing in the new life that we all have. And it's so prevalent now that it's spring and we see all the new beautiful flowers coming out on the trees and the flowers. So it's just a wonderful time to go through an internal form of house cleaning. And that's not necessarily just for your house, but within your own heart, within your own mind, your thoughts and your feelings. And just look into yourself to determine what it is that you want to do and what is it that you really need. And let go of all the rest, because we can do that with our angels' helps. And with our angels help us so much that all we have to do is just ask. They are simply there. And I just cannot begin to tell you how many blessings that we have. I also want to share something that I came into, I don't even know how I, where I found this out, but angels can come in all forms and even in our pets. And I want to share a brief story, and then I want to take a call from Arizona who's online too. So, Helen, just hang in there for just a moment. But I have so many beautiful pets that I have rescued, and I said, you know, I said, Spirit, please don't send me anymore because I can't, I mean, I can take care of them, but I really have enough. And I love them and I want to care for them. And one day, out of the blue, a fluffy dog, which I just, my heart goes out to them, came up at the post office, and I won't go into detail of what condition he was in, but it was not good. And my little girl and I said, okay, okay, but I can't keep you because you're male. And my macho male that I have had for 12 years will not accept you in the house. So I'm just telling you, I can't keep you, but I will for the night. Well, he came into the home. My macho male came up to him and kissed him. And I was like, I mean, I broke down and cried. I said, wait a minute, something's going on here. And this little dog was blind in one eye. He had been mistreated. I don't know. I don't think he's been mistreated because he was too kind. So he came in. We cleaned him all up. I called the rescue people. They didn't have room for him. So I said, okay, we'll name you. We'll put a collar on you, but we will have to find a home for you. Well, we called him Georgia, and Georgia came into our home and brought so much unconditional love. I mean, here is this beautiful, beautiful stray, looked like Benji, that came into our home and gave love to all the other three dogs and to my daughter and myself, and it was like an angel had come into our lives. And I said to myself and to my daughter, I said, do you realize this is like Christ giving us a message here of unconditional love? I mean, this, here is this precious animal that has come into a place unknown, and he doesn't know who we are, but he trusts us and he loves us, and he has treated these dogs, our other three dogs, with so much love that they are pouring out their love to him. Well, about 3 months later, the Animal Rescue League called and said, well, we have a cage for him. And I said, oh no, we would never let Georgia go. So it's been a year now, and Georgia has her own couch, and she sleeps in the bed, and she continues to bring unconditional love. So just be aware, and we'll discuss a lot more during the hour, about how angels can come to us, and to remember that just to feel them, just to know they're there. And you do have to ask permission, because we do have free will. But if it's an emergency, they will come, and I'll share a little bit. But I do want to take Helen's call from Arizona. So is Helen there? Is it Ellen? Ellen, are you there? Hello? Hello? I don't hear Ellen, so I'm just going to... Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Ellen. Is it Ellen?
Yes, it's Helen. Thank you.
Oh, Helen, yes. And thank you so much for holding. So how are you this evening?
Well, thank you for that wonderful story.
Well, I just looked at him this evening and I said, you know, I want to thank you again, because he's just brought so much joy into our lives, and everybody loves him. So I guess dogs always know who to go to, don't they, Helen? Yeah, I think so. You know, there were about seven other people at the post office that day. Nobody stopped for him. They just all looked at him and said, oh, poor dog. He knew where to go. So, how's Arizona this evening?
Oh, beautiful. Just beautiful.
Well, excellent. I love Arizona. You know, I used to sing out in Scottsdale, Arizona, in Litchfield Park, Arizona. So I'm not a native, but I've been there for many years. So I love Arizona.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you have a question, or did you want to share something with everyone? Okay.
Well, I had a question, and I wondered if you saw me going to work this month, next month.
Okay, the message I'm getting for you is, let me pull some angel cards for you, but I'm also getting some messages for you. One of the first things that comes up is that the message is that it would be very important for you to start the morning when you wake up as if you're already working. And when you wake up, just say, thank your angels, thank God for your wonderful job. And just say, thank you very, very much, and I love doing what I do. I love my job. And just assume that you have it. It will come much quicker. It's the law of attraction. It will come much quicker to you than waiting or wanting a job. Now, the other question I have for you is this. Are you putting out resumes at this time? I mean, what is the opportunity? I'm pulling a card for you as you speak, so I just want to hear you talk for a minute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Indeed. I've had many meetings, and no, I'm out there really working hard on this.
Okay. Are you in the area that you want to be in? My first question what the angels are asking me to ask you is, are you pursuing work in the field that you want to be in?
In the field that I want to be in, yes.
Okay, good. So that's the first question then. Now I'm going to just pull a card for you. This is very interesting. Do you do any kind of healing work?
Yeah, very big.
Mm-hmm. The card I pull for you is mediumship, and I'm very curious because are you a medium? I mean, are you aware that you are a medium? Because the message
is that what you said
on the side? Yeah, you kind of come in and out. I don't know if Seth can help us with this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know if it's something. But anyway, now I'm hearing you real well. The message I get is that I keep seeing that you should be doing more with this area. And there is a message here for you because you have, it seems like you should be working with a group. Have you contacted a group that does this type of work to see if you can be involved with them? Okay, what's happening with that? What's happening with that? Because that's the message I keep getting.
Well, you know, it's there for me. It's available, and I do get involved, you know, but I've got many other interests in the work area.
Okay. So you don't really want to be doing this as much, is what you're saying, the mediumship. Talk to me about
in
it.
That constant. Well, you know, sometimes I just feel like giving everything else up and going back to it.
Well, that's the card I pulled for you. It seems like that in your past, with people that have been in your past, when I say past, I'm talking about loved ones that have departed. There's a woman that's coming in right now that she feels like an aunt or a grandmother who has a great, tremendous ability as a medium, and she's telling you that you can definitely do it. Of course, you can do, Helen, you can do, you know, as many things as you want. The reason why I keep asking you this is I'm really wanting to know what's in your heart, because when we surrender sometimes, and there's another issue that's coming up for me, is the timing issue here. It's like when we're not working, we just have to presume that we're working, and it's a great time for you to be really meditating and hearing what your angels have to say to you about what you're supposed to be doing. Because I'm never one that, I mean, to say, yes, you're gonna, I mean, let me just ask something for a moment. Yeah, I mean, I know you're going to be going to work. I know that. There's no doubt at all that you're going to be going to work. I just want you to focus on what you really, really love. Arizona is a fabulous place. And I don't know, this group keeps coming up. So check that group out a little bit more, because I sense that there's a group here that I see people in a circle, and that you could be a part of that. And I sense that there can be work from that. Is that real to you? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Like relocating to another state?
No, a group. a group. I don't see you moving necessarily.
Oh.
I mean, you can if you want, but, you know, moving's expensive, and unless you want to move, but I'm just seeing something right now that is in your area that's already there. Do you want to move? Is that what you're asking me?
No, I wouldn't put a block up if you know, everything was right about it if it came up.
I don't I don't sense that you need to be moving. I sense right where you are is fine. Are you close to the Sedona area at all? Or are you more in the southern part?
Yeah, no, I'm not real close to it, but I can certainly get there.
Yeah, no, I was just curious. That was just a curious question, but I just sense that there's a group already, and yes, the answer I get from the angels is that yes, you will be working very shortly. Is there any other concerns that you have about something that you feel a block on or something? Is that, because that's kind of what I feel, that you feel like there's something blocking you from moving forward, and I need to talk to you about that, because that's what I sense right now that you're feeling.
Well,
I don't feel that there's necessarily a block, but you may be feeling there is one.
Okay. There's a group, there's an organization that I had been talking to and I haven't heard back from, and they said, you know, they were going to get things going around May or June, and I just wondered if the angels can say whether or not that's going to be a go.
Well, I have to tell you that the answer is yes, because, and you know, you have your free will on this, and you know that. I mean, you're very in tune, so you know. But I will tell you that the first thing I got was a group. And when I mentioned timing, sometimes we do have to wait for the timing to go on there. Let me just see what, it's very interesting now, because as I had said earlier, things are shifting, and there is a major shift in in the energies right now, Helen. And I know you're feeling it, because I see it going around you. It's not touching you, but I see it going around you. And right now, it's just almost to breathe into it and not resist, because in our Akashic records, that's one of the things, we have timings in there. I mean, we have to wait for our time, but if we resist it, we make it go longer. We make it wait. And I think the way the angels presented it to me earlier on, it was a group, and just presume that it's happening. Just presume it. If it's really what you want in your heart, then let it flow and know that it's happening. And I think that's what they were referring to, now that I'm looking back on what they earlier said to me, is that if that's what you are, that's where your heart is, and that's what you want to do, then let that be your preparation. Start preparing for the work that you're going to be doing with them as if you're already with them. And that's the message.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. And just remember to ask your angels, too. You know, Archangel Michael can bring in a lot of miracles. And when we ask Archangel Michael, I'm going to talk about some of the angels. And if you have any other questions, you know, feel free to buzz in. We don't have any other callers right now, so feel free to buzz in if you have another question. But one of the
I have one question I have about that
particular
organization.
I'm
pretty used to being independent and working and for myself and being stress-free in that regard. And I don't want to get with an organization that I would feel stress. I mean, I can certainly walk away at any moment.
Yes, you can.
Because I have a lot of other ways of supporting myself. But I just wondered if the angels can speak on that particular situation, if it's going to be an easy chemistry.
I think you'll know that yourself, but I think, yes, let me just say this. It will be an easy chemistry if it is a group of true light workers that are truly non-judgmental. And if you find that you will know that, you probably already know that, by working with the people, that if they're just get a sense of it, if as long as people are non-judgmental, then everyone can get along easily. Now, it sounds like you're like a number 8 in the Enneagrams. Have you ever worked with anybody? Have you ever worked with anybody in your life? Have you always been independent?
Yeah.
Oh, you have. Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, so you have been with other groups and stuff. So
oh, yeah. Oh, gosh.
Oh, okay. Well, the way I would look at it, and this is the message that I'm getting from the angels, is that you can make this work with them. It's not going to be an uncomfortable situation at all. And you can walk away if any time that you want, but just if you go in there with non-judgment, then hopefully there won't be, everybody has a tendency to do that. We're humans, you know, we're spiritual beings, but we're in these human bodies. But the message I'm getting is just to flow with it. I mean, I just keep getting this group. So I would have to say that I feel that the angels are saying that it should go fine. I mean, it really should. There's what is it that's hesitating you with this group? What is it that's concerning you? Is there something concerning you?
And that's
there's something that...
A couple of them are newcomers to the area and to that organization, but there's one there, one person that I have indirect history with, you know, and that person is hearing stuff from another individual that I've had a personal connection.
Right. Yeah. See, that's, you know what? If that, what I would do before May comes, before you even hear back from, because May's coming up very shortly, I would do some meditation on this. This is what the angels are saying to do, because there is potential here. But this is the way. There is healing in this group, so for you. But what, regardless of whether you decide to go or not, when the time comes, the angels say, send light to the situation now. Let there be light. Send light to the couple of people that you're referring to, because I see them and I feel them. And that's for the judgment that I was talking about earlier, that I was seeing. And that's the part that you don't want, that kind of judgment, because that's too much ego. And it's going to affect your work.
Oh, yeah.
you know what, you can't be in this field and we have to transcend it. So the message is, let there be light. Start sending light to this situation, okay?
Now.
I mean, start doing it now. And light will bring miracles. I'll share something with you. I was having some difficulty with my daughter doing her schoolwork. She's homeschooled. And usually I have to ask for her to do that and a few other things, like clean her room. And so I was just a little frustrated one day, and I finally just said, you know, I'm not going to ask anymore. And I sat in my meditation area, and I said, let there be light, let there be light. And I kept saying it and feeling it, and all of a sudden, within 5 minutes, she was upstairs, she had cleaned her room, and was doing her homework. I never had to ask, and I've never had to ask again, because I just keep sending light to the situation, and it resolved on its own, because I took the ego and the control, the resistance out, and the judgment out, and the fear, too. So, you know, we have fear and resistance and judgments in everyday life, and I've gotten to the point where I just choose not to get involved with it anymore. I just send light in. And when I do that, it makes a huge difference. So does that make sense to you to do that? Does that feel right to you?
You're reminding me, and I thank you. It's something I needed to be reminded of.
Yes, I knew you knew, yeah. Let me tell you a little story here for all the listeners out there, is that I'm also a licensed attorney. And what a weird, you know, combination to be a doctor of physical laws and then a doctor of spiritual laws. And so it has brought me to, you know, an amazing place in my life, because with all the spiritualism and all the work that I have done through study and through the life experiences, then I have to go into a courtroom, which is nothing but anger and hurt and upset and judgment, you know, talk about judgment, and people that go into a courtroom are full of fear. They're full of fear.
Yeah.
They're scared to death. I mean, you know, I work in juvenile law, so, you know, people are losing their kids. Kids are losing their parents. I've done divorces for years. And I have to go in there, and I just have to say, Spirit, go in before me. All the angels go in before me and help me to find the best solution and the best situation, because you know more about these people than I could ever know. And I can't, I'm not going to fight, and I'm not going to judge. So you go in there ahead of me. I usually ask them to go in 30 minutes before I even get in there, before the courtroom's even open. And then I walk in. And that's how I do it. And I have found that when I forget to do it, it does not feel good. and you know, the courtroom is no...
You are an amazing lady.
Well, it's been an amazing journey, Helen. I think we all have amazing journeys as we travel down our roads. And, you know, being a licensed attorney has brought me to where I am now, because I saw the pain and suffering that people went through. And then I saw that as attorneys, attorneys are going to inherit people's karma, because they try to control and change things too much, and especially in divorces, instead of trying to heal and helping people through them to see the journey that it's taking, instead of, you know, let's go out for the kill. And so because of this, it has brought me to, I have a new book coming out in August called Justice of the Heart, and it's about bringing compassion into the game of law. And that's bringing in the spirituality into law. It doesn't mean you have to change the law, but the more spirituality we have in law, the less painful it will be for people. And I don't know if you've ever been through a divorce, but most people have been through a divorce or know someone in their family that's been through a divorce or have had a friend who's gone through a divorce, and they see the trauma that it causes. And so there needs to be change, and that's one of my purposes in life. Not that I really like doing it, but I found that I couldn't get away from it. So, you know, as far as going in, go ahead.
What is the name of your book again?
A Justice of the Heart. It will be out in probably August, September. It's just finishing its editing stages now, so it's got a lot of work left to do on publishing, and it's self-published, so it's going to be promoted heavily, you know, through the different arenas. So it'll be interesting to see how. Yeah, well, you know, it'll be on my website, AskSpiritNow.com, and it will be, you know, as time goes by, I'll make announcements on it. So, but I just want you have the ability, all of us do, to ask our angels. And one of the questions that came up, not last week, I wasn't on last week, but the week before, was that when we can't hear our angels, sometimes it's because we need to quiet ourselves more, but sometimes it's just that the frequency is, you know, they're trying to find us, because here we are in this physical plane and they're on such a higher frequency. And many times now, I just quiet myself and I actually talk. I talk to my angels and I say, look, here I am. You can hear the frequency. So they can sense the frequency. And then I have a better time communicating with them that way. In other words, they hear me real well, but I actually hear them better when I talk a little bit, and then we connect up, especially when I do my medium work. Because I, by the way, I do sense that you have someone who crossed over that was a very strong medium, and I don't know if they even told you, but they're very, very very strong medium, and you have that in you. I mean, I suppose we all do, but yet you have that ability to help people that way, because it can be very, very beneficial to help people.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get this sense about this group. I mean, I just let it go to Spirit, and I just say, you know what? If it's meant to be, it will happen. If it's not, bring something else on. I am grateful for whatever you bring to me, and I am prepared, and I am ready. And just kind of let it go. And that's what the Spirit, the angels are telling me now, just that they will, if it's right, you will know. And it's almost like it's almost like a journey, an advancement for you to just let it go and surrender it. And that's interesting.
You're absolutely right.
Got
that. You know, I'm going to go to your website and send you information on what I do. I know you probably have contact information there. And I just really admire your spirit and what you do for people.
Well, thank you so much. And that's the word, surrender. This is a wonderful opportunity for you just because, you know what, they're so taking care of you. They're taking care of all of us. And it's so wonderful to know. One of the things that I also wanted to share, and again, Helen, you can just stay on the line if you want, or you can, you know, jump in if you
I
have something
to
share.
My cell phone's going to die. I'm down to one bar, and I've been praying that last.
Well, listen, thank you so much for calling in. I'll look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you for your words. Thank you. Good luck to you. And I'm just going to talk for a little while on angels, and if we have any other callers, feel free to jump on in. And as soon as I see that you're online, I will certainly take your call. I want to talk to you a little bit about the archangels because I have a real special connection, especially with Archangel Michael. And when I write a lot, I certainly bring Archangel Gabriel in because I am an author. And the only reason why I'm an author is I was doing some in-depth channeling about a year and a half ago, and Spirit said you should write, and I was like, I can't write. And they said, yes, you can. And as soon as I channeled in this whole book, and I had to sit there and type it all up because it was just channeled in. I mean, it started flowing in, and that was my very first book called Angel Anya's Adventures. And I was just so blessed to have that opportunity. And so now I'm writing. I write almost every day. And I certainly love it. So, you know, just remember, everyone, that Spirit will talk to you if we just allow ourselves to quiet ourselves to listen. And I want to share something that the angels have been helping me with because it may have some resonance with some of y'all. I was very busy as an attorney some time ago. Loved doing what I did, and I still continue to do it part-time. But Spirit said, you know, there are other things for you to do. And it was scary because, you know, there was a huge amount of income. Life was pretty comfortable, not necessarily totally happy, but comfortable. I was so busy, though. And I don't know if any of you are like that, where you're just so busy. So busy that you don't even know what's happening in your life, what's going on in your life, what you're even feeling. And what was going on with me is I was staying so busy thinking I was doing the right thing, and there's the key, thinking, and I wasn't really in touch with my feelings. And as I progressed through this process, I kept asking Spirit, you know, why did you take that work away? And I kept getting the same answer, because you have a new journey to take. You need to listen to yourself. You need to listen to us. You need to get in touch with your heart. And as time went by, it slowly started happening. I let go of the resistance. I started surrendering more. The fear turned into love. Because, you know, where there is light and love, there can be no fear and there can be no darkness. And it is so phenomenal to know that, because every time that I get into fear or anyone around me gets into fear, the first thing I do is send them love, send them light. And, of course, our families are the most difficult for us. Those are our highest and most challenging learning circumstances that we have, and I know this, and that's why I can say it. And, you know, it's easy to go into a cave or go into people that are metaphysical and get along with them. There's not a whole lot of challenge. There's not a lot of resistance there because we're all thinking and feeling pretty much the same, different, but the same. And it is such an awesomeness to just really branch out and go to that person that you get your buttons pushed on and start sending light to them, sending light from the root of the ground up until there's a space where you can start protecting your boundaries and knowing where you stand and where they stand. And the angels can help so much with that. You know, a lot of people say that Archangel Michael's often appears in the color red. Now, I don't see him in red. I see him in white. He always comes to me in glowing white. But a lot of people see, you know, I think overall, he has such a love of mankind. He grants miracles. He absolutely grants miracles. Now, you know, we have Gabriel and Raphael and Uriel. I mean, there are so many archangels, but those are the ones I believe that are probably the most well known. I know Raphael often appears in with the color green. So if you're, you know, into healing and seeing a lot of green around you, you'll usually know that Raphael is there. But everyone has their own archangel. Michael came to me one time. I shared this story, or I have shared it many, many times, and it is on my website, AskSpiritNow.com. I was in the middle of the desert. And there was no way there could be anybody there. There were no roads or anything like that. And there was a train track. And my two colleagues and I were walking on the train track, completely spaced out, just happy, living life, you know, in nature. And this man appeared with fully dressed, about 33 years old, with black pants and white shirt, long sleeved. And he said, "You need to get off the train now." And the track now, and I turned around, and there was the train. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it was right there. And I grabbed my two dogs. We got off the track, and the train passed us. The train was a short train. It was not a real long train. And I looked up after the train was gone. I was so scared because the train was so close to the dogs and I that I was so afraid all three of us would be swept under, or one of, I just was panicked. But that man spoke to me in such peace. And humans would have usually screamed, you know, lady, get out of the train track, there's a train coming. But this man had total peace, total serenity, total love. And when that train went by, that man was gone. And that completely changed my life. I didn't know at the time that my life would be different because of that. But I do remember saying to myself, there must be some reason why I'm supposed to be living. Because at the time, my life was not the happiest. And I do recall just saying, okay, I know there's got to be some reason why I'm still here. And my dogs were saved, because I would have just been absolutely devastated if something would have happened to my dogs. Of course, if something would have happened to me, I wouldn't have known it. But with my dogs, I would have. So, but we have many, many angels that come to us. And the training that I have and the understanding that I have is that angels have never incarnated as human beings. And they're able to be, they're in training as well as we are. And they transcend, and they're helping us. And they give us the messages. And, you know, as I had said earlier, we have angels that come to us in all kinds of ways. Our children can be angelic and can bring angel messages to us. And there are so many people that we talk to and experiences that we have during the day that can be very angelic. And I say that in that angels can bring messages through them. Sometimes I will feel not necessarily my very best, and my little girl will just come and give me a little kiss, and I'll feel like an angel has touched me. The angel wings. I had an experience with my daughter, about 3 years ago. She was horseback riding. She was having lessons. And this particular person, and I don't blame him at all, it was ultimately my responsibility, she got on the horse without her helmet. And I turned away, and as I was turning back, the horse bucked her. And as she came off of the horse, I saw the angel wings enveloping her. I mean, they just completely enveloped her body. And she hit the ground. The horse did not hurt her. She got no injuries from it. Of course, I took her to the doctor and the chiropractor, and she was out, but she was not at all injured. And I will always remember that, one, because I didn't have the helmet on, granted, but the angel wings, I saw them, and she said she felt them. She said, "Mommy, I felt the angel wings," and it was just so beautiful. Now, besides our archangels and our angels, we also have master teachers. Pythagoras, you've known him as the wonderful mathematician, astronomer, spiritual teacher. He taught the metaphysical and sacred aspects of the numbers. He used music for all of its intellectual benefits and actually introduced music for psychophysical health. And, a lot of people say that ADHD or ADD kids, I don't necessarily call them that, but the medical people do. If you let them learn how to play the piano or anything that involves music, that it helps them tremendously. One is because they're using the left and right brains, but also because it is just a fabulous way for healing. We also have the founder of the Healing Heart Arts. I call him Hermes. A lot of people, there are different names that I'm not real good with names. My teachers at Delphi will vouch for that. I just was pitiful in saying names. But he's, when you think of Egypt and the universal mind and initiation rituals, and he was the founder of the systems of healing. And in a couple of weeks from now, actually I believe it'll be the May 7th, May 7th, Friday evening, I will be having a guest, Reverend Rose, on, and she and I will be talking about the different modalities of healing, and she'll be talking about some of the things that she does, some of the healing modalities, and I'll as well be talking about some of mine. But we have many master teachers, and they come and go. Master teachers are not like our guardian angel that just stays with us all the time, or that is always with us and protects our Akashic records. They come and go as we need them. We have, Mother Mary is an archetypal image of mankind's future spiritual unfoldment. And she symbolizes the birth of the Christ consciousness in man, and she actually develops the feminine or goddess energy, and she just awakens the soul. And many times when I'm not around somebody and I do distant healing, I send Mother Mary, because they usually have such a connection with her anyway, but I send Mother Mary just to be at the bottom of their bed and to just, or at the top of the bed, wherever she stays, just to be with them, and especially older people, because they have such a connection with her. And it helps them when they're going through transitions and the loss of family, the loss of their memory, just the loss of that youthful feeling and that youthfulness that as you get older, if you're not really connected with who you truly are, that spiritual being, sometimes you can get that fear going. And that's when we need our masters and our archangels to help us, because we truly are spiritual beings living a physical life. And sometimes I want to share with you that I really feel like I'm home when I'm meditating, and I realize when I take things too serious in life, I'm like, okay, you're really not in this physical world. This is just a place you're visiting to learn, to study, to go through your karmic balance for, but you're really not home. Home is that wonderful place that we go when we go into meditation, and we feel so beautiful. Like, I wish life could be this way all the time. And I have to share this with our earlier caller, Helen, and I know she knows this, and I know many of you know this, that the more we meditate, taking our walks, really, actually laying down and meditating on a meditation table, it truly does help us to bring that home where we really belong with us here on Earth. And it helps us with our fear, with our resistance, our judgment, and it helps us to surrender because we really are just who we are right now. I mean, we can force, we can push, we can move as fast as we can, but nothing's going to change. All we're going to do is possibly slow things down and make ourselves even more frustrated. And because of that, it is probably the most wonderful experience that I had was in my meditation when I realized, wow, I'm not really at home here. Like my real home is with the angels and with spirit. And when I feel that, I don't get as upset during the day as much. It doesn't mean that it takes it away because I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect. But it sure does help in our daily lives to realize that we're just visiting here. This is not the end of all ends, y'all. We've got, you know, we get to go home. We really do get to go home. So I feel like there may be someone that is at this time that's listening that is maybe has an elderly parent or someone that they're taking care of or very close to that may be close to transcending. And maybe this message is for you because I have been given this message to share that when you can help them realize that they're truly going home, then they don't feel like they're losing out as much and that they can come back and talk to you. I, as a child, was given the gift of being able to communicate with spirits and those that had crossed over. I didn't quite understand it, and I was in an open channel, and I used to have it felt like hundreds of them coming and talking to me all the time. And I sometimes just didn't know what to do with it. And as I've matured, I've realized that's what it was. I didn't even know as a child that's what it was. But it certainly has been a learning experience to find that again. Now, as we continue on with some of our masters, we have Krishna. And I know people think about the people at the airport, but Krishna is actually more than that. It's an Eastern philosophy, and they get into the laws of action and reaction and the development of soul qualities and of course, reincarnation. And this was founded back in 4000 BC, so Krishna has been around for quite some time, and he's definitely a wonderful master. I do not connect up with him. He may be there, and I'm just not shutting him off. I don't know if anyone out there has a real strong connection with him. I would love to hear from you because I don't, I haven't talked to a lot of people that do. It's usually a lot of the archangels that they, you know, connect with. But the guardian angels, we all have our guardian angels. I've had an Indian that has always been around me. I've known him all my life. His name is Ringer, and he's always been there for me and all those that I love. And it's just been so wonderful having that connection. Now, as we go on with our angels, I want to remind everybody that I am going to be giving Akashic Angel readings for the next week at a discount for $75 for all those that are listening this evening. If you want to go to my website at AskSpiritNow.com, and I have a donate page for those that are doing the radio so that you don't have the regular price, and then you can go to the contact page and put your information in, and we'll communicate about schedules. There are other angels, too, that are just wonderful for bringing in any kind of Barahiel is the angel of abundance and healing through humor. And I have found, I think that's so wonderful about having young children, is they remind us to laugh. Sometimes, you know, we get so serious as adults that we forget to laugh and enjoy the abundance all around us, because abundance is not just money. Abundance is self-worth, having wonderful pets, having children, having friends, having a man that you love, or if you're a man listening, having a woman or whomever you love, you know, whatever. And then you have your Ramehel is the angel of nourishment, and I know I say that funny, but it's the angel of love that bestows on mankind the gifts of love and kindness, and he just brings the gifts of generosity as a caretaker and nourisher of all the life. And we just have Hayel is the angel of creative art, and you can call upon Hayel when you're, you know, wanting to do creative art or any beauty in any kind of form or anything like that. And Muriel is the angel of individual transformation, the angel that inspires individual transformation through emotional awareness and the ability to get in touch with our deepest, deepest feelings. And he's the angel of counselors and therapists. So we can always call on Muriel for any kind of answers. And a lot of times we'll see him in that flowing light, that violet flame is Muriel coming in and letting us know that he's here to help us and to guide us. It's such a blessing to know that we are not alone. None of us are alone. I think sometimes when we're doing our duties of life, we feel like we're doing them all by ourselves. People that have shoulder problems, I've had them for years. You feel like you're carrying the weight of the world. Let the angels help. Let the angels, I gave them carte blanche a long time ago, but I still ask them every day. You know, help me. Do whatever you can to make my life a service for others so that I can bring joy and happiness to myself, my family. And just remember to ask your angels, because we do have free will and they don't want to interfere in anything that, you know, they want us to be able to do what we're supposed to do here on earth. So those are just a few of the beautiful angels. And now we have our master teachers, which I think are so phenomenal, because, you know, one of the Pythagoras was someone who I strongly connect with, because he connects with the female spirituality and the innovative schools and the alternative health therapies. And, you know, he founded the school in Italy, but he also taught at Delphi. And I did not train at Delphi in Greece, obviously, because that's gone. But there's a Delphi in Georgia that I have studied with for several years. And it's so awesome, because they have the initiations and they have brought so much forth of the old teachings that are so valuable to our life now. And I just want to remind everyone, and you know, especially my earlier caller, that with the transformations that we are going through right now, the best thing that we can do is not resist. Resistance brings upset to ourselves, and it just stops the flow of life. It's almost like the flows do not work properly. And the best thing we can do is just surrender and keep sending out love. And if you don't know even how to send it, just say, let there be love, let there be love. Because it is the transforming of life. Love transforms. And even if you don't even know how to love in the moment, even if it doesn't feel right of how to do it, just say, let there be love. Because the words themselves carry power. And always remember that you have that within you to make your own life change. And if you are burdened by something where you don't feel like that you can get an answer, that is when you need to call on your angels, your masters, your spiritual guides. You ask for help. Just say, okay, it is time now for me to know the answer. You don't want to plead with them, but you want to, with total certainty, total power within your being, you want to say, it is time now for me to know the answer to this concern, this question. Now, I have the answer, provide it for me so that I can hear it clearly, so that you can truly have the clarity that you want with that, the answer that you are receiving, because you know that they are giving us our answers. We just have to hear it. And as we began this hour, remember as we were coming through our crown chakra, just to bring that crystal, that flowing crystal, and let it have a little drop into your heart. Patricia Hayes is a wonderful, wonderful woman that I haven't had an opportunity to train from her, but she founded Delphi, and her daughter Kimberly has trained me a lot and has been a wonderful mentor, and she said that to us, just let that little drop of crystal be in your heart, and it will bring that peace and bring you back to your heart. And when you can do that, it's in those moments that we get our clarity. It's in those moments that we get our peace. And the more that we do it, the more peaceful our lives are, and the more that we can hear with clarity those answers that our spiritual guides are giving us. Because, you know, they benefit from helping us. That's something that I've learned, too, that they benefit from helping all of us here on planet Earth. We can ask for help with a lot of things. And actually, I want to say something this evening, and I know I don't have a lot of time, but I am the mother of a beautiful little girl that I adopted from Russia a long, long time ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago at this point. And right before I went on the show, I just happened to go online and saw that this lady had sent her little boy that she adopted back to Russia, and she sent him back on a plane. And I just stopped right there, and I just said, Spirit, send love and light to her, and send love and light to that little boy, and let there be peace in this situation, because you know more about what's going on than I do. I have no idea what happened there, and it's not my place to judge. And I don't want to judge. I just wanted to send light to that situation, because it may stop adoptions from occurring in America, and I think that would be devastating, because I wouldn't have had my little girl if that happened, and hundreds of other people wouldn't have been able to adopt their beautiful children from Russia. And she's been such a blessing to me that I can't even imagine living without her. I just wanted to send some love and light to that lady that felt like she needed to do that, and that little precious 7-year-old that was put on the plane back to Russia by himself, and see light and love in there. I want to thank you all. We've just got a few more minutes, and I want to thank you all, and I do want to invite you to go visit me at AskSpiritNow.com. And again, I will be giving Akashic Angel readings this week, along with past life regressions and other spiritual guidance that I do. And if you have a loved one that you feel like you need to communicate with and you would like to get in touch with them, feel free to contact my website, and we'll set up a session for you. Next week, I'm going to be talking more about the Akashic Records, and I'll be doing many readings if you want to call in. And I'll be doing readings, angel readings, or any kind of reading, just short readings. And we'll be talking about how the Akashic Records work and what benefits you can get from getting in touch with your Akashic Records. And we'll be talking just about a lot of metaphysical issues involving that. And I will so look forward to communicating with you. And I hope that we will have many callers next week so that I can communicate with you and find out how you're feeling and what your thoughts about all of this are. I do hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. And I want to pull a card just as a message for everyone. You are in transition. This is the card that I get. Think positive, and you will move into a greater space. And I know this is a message for Helen as well, because it feels that, Helen, that you are in a transition, and that's a good thing. Just stay positive and know that the angels are with you, and surrender. Surrender in your heart, because that's where your true power, your true self-empowerment is in our hearts. And I invoke all of you to ask your angels to be with you and feel them around them, whether you feel them, see them, hear them, or just know that they're there. It is such a miracle in our lives to have angels as a part of us, and to actually be able to feel them and know that they're there. It makes us feel connected. It helps us to feel like we're truly at home as we take our journey on this planet Earth. And I do feel very strongly, even though this year we'll have transitions in it, we are moving to a greater space in America and other parts of the world. And I do believe that as we move our spiritual energy to a higher frequency through meditation, through prayer, through loving, through sending light to every place we go, right before you go to work, just send light into the space that where you work, to the people that you work with. Bless those that cause you the most problems. If you can do this, and believe me, I know what I'm talking about because I've had to do it. I have had a particular person that has caused me great, it's whatever, you know. But I just send them blessing. And I want to thank you. I love you all. And I will look forward to talking with you next week. And I'll look forward to hearing from you this week. And come visit me at Ask Spirit Now. Be blessed. And thank you so much. Good night.